LNB, am I on? I think I'm on. Let's assume I am. LNB's audio diary for, yeah, it looks like I'm going. Okay, sorry about that. I thought I pressed the wrong button. LNB's audio diary for the 1st of May, 2024. It is a Wednesday, and it is now just about 20 after-ish. 20 after 2 in the afternoon. I am on my way to the dump and then to the dollar store. This won't be very long, but I'm just gonna go ahead and take care of that. It's a bright day, warm day, windy, a little windy, but not too bad. Not too bad. It is warm though. I have taken to wearing long sleeves as of today in the sun because I don't enjoy the feeling of the sun on my skin, quite frankly. It's an unpleasant burning sensation, and this is short of sunburn, understand. It's just for me out here anyway, I think I've said this before, but the fact is, when you're standing in the sun out here on a bright day, it feels like you're standing in front of an open oven. That feeling, right, on your skin. You feel the heat, but you also feel the heat directly on your skin. And that's short of burning you. You just, that intensity that's on your skin. That's how it feels in the sun, and that can't be good for me. So we're not doing that anymore. Over the course of the last 2 years or so, I started developing liver spots. Well, I'm of that age, right? But liver spots are, they are exacerbated tremendously by sunlight. So, that means that I'm getting a lot of sunlight. And I don't care so much about the liver spots, but it's the idea of melanoma and all that. I'm of an age where I have to be more conscious of that sort of thing. At least that's how I think of it, right? Oi. So anyway, what's up? This past weekend was special in that it is the first weekend in over a year that I had to myself. I didn't have to go anywhere, and that is because, wait for it, drumroll please, the bunny got adopted. That's right. I heard that and they told me on, I think it was Thursday, and it was the best news I had heard all week. Maybe in a bunch of weeks. Not for my sake, but for his. It, you know, in time, it becomes heartbreaking to see that this rabbit who would make a wonderful pet, somebody's wonderful pet, is living his life in a facility for no reason, you know? And it was, oh my God, it just made me so, so happy to know that he went to a home. And they took photos of the people, and it was a family. They had a little boy who was, you know, this was going to be his rabbit. He had to be like 8 maybe or something. I don't know how old he was, but he, you know, he's missing teeth in the front, and he's holding his bunny. And, you know, and his bunny's a, you know, a, I don't know, because the bunny was chubby, so he's like this, you know, furry blob just in his arms with the ears laid back. It was just the most adorable thing you ever saw. And it was a really good thing. It was a really, really happy thing. And it made me smile, and it's making me smile right now. Anyway, I'm here, hold on. Okay, that was the dump. Now off to the dollar store. I'm just gonna get, if they have them today, I'll get some hamburger buns, I think. Cause I'll make burgers tonight for dinner. So yeah, the bunny's gone. It's got a happy home. So, it was worth it. All that time, you know. What did it cost me? Well, money-wise, it cost a lot more than you'd expect. I, gasoline going back and forth. And when they were low on hay, I bought hay. Not a whole bale of it. That's a story right there. I'll get to that in a sec. But not a whole bale of it, because I can't haul a bale in this car without, you know, filling it full of loose hay. I don't want to go through that. It would be hard to get it through the door anyway. Those things are like 70 pounds. But yeah, smaller bags that are crazy expensive. I bought lots of litter pellets because he had a pan that he did his business in. Lots of greens, lots of carrots. So there's a financial thing there that I put into it. But a lot of time. That was for the bunny's sake. I also did it for the sake of the workers there. You know, in the course of a year, I probably saved them, let's say, a total of total labor, an hour a week, maybe. No, I'll take that back. For them, because they wouldn't often do the whole shebang of cleaning out his pan and everything. They would do the, I don't know. I don't know what they did, but I know they didn't always go to the full lengths they should have. So let's say they would spend 20 minutes working on that rabbit sometimes. Oh, come on, guy. Thank you. Over the course of a year, year and a half, how long have I been doing it? I don't even know. But over the course of that time, I saved them that much time. They were able, on those days anyway, they didn't have to deal with the rabbit, you know? It wasn't any great thing, and certainly no great thing at any one time. But it was something, you know, it was something. And it helped, in the end, to get him to a place where he's got a home and he's got, you know, a little boy to love him. And it was worth it. All of it was worth it. I can't tell you how happy I was to hear about it. I mean, I haven't been that happy about a single event in a very long time. And this was a good thing. And it was worth it. I helped get him there. I didn't get him there. A lot of people got him there. But I helped. And that felt good. When you add it all up, it amounts to virtually nothing. You know, a speck of an atom in the course of history and the good deeds and bad deeds of history. Where does this shake out? I don't know. I just know that it was good for me to help him. And certainly it was good for him. Does it need to be more than that? I don't think so. Okay, so that leaves my weekends open. And actually this week, Mrs. Bronx is getting a ride into work because shenanigans and stuff that's happening at the job. But she's getting a ride in from a friend of hers that usually does give her a ride a couple days a week, but that person's covering for somebody else, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So she's going in every day with this person this week. And that means I've been just at home. I haven't even had a reason to go out. I'm going out today, and I have gone out a couple of times to do shopping and stuff, but, you know, it's a different perspective. And, I don't know. Different perspective on what to do with my time. I will, you know, starting next week, I'll have to get up and give her rides in the morning and in the evening a couple days a week, because that's how it's shaken out. But, you know, that's fine. That's fine. No reason not to, you know. No reason why that can't happen, but it's kind of a strange feeling, you know, because in the end, I don't know what to do with myself, right? But, you know, I haven't been as focused on the book, haven't really been able to focus on the book as much as I'd want to. Certainly not as much as I plan to. I plan to be done with it by now, at least, you know, the initial drafting. That's not happened. But I have, the last couple days anyway, been able to put real time into it and really make some progress. So, that's a good thing. And, not having to get up at the crack of dawn and go out, it kind of punches a hole in the day and in my concentration. So this is pretty good. You know, overall, it's worked out. I think it's worked out. I don't know. So, let's see. What else? Well, actually, I'm at the dollar store, so hold on. Okay, that was the dollar store. So, yeah. That's how things have been lately, right? Little bit of work on the book. Sleeping in the morning. That's a nice change of pace. But, so, yeah, I don't know. Today, what else have I got going on? Well, I just watched the last episode of The Bad Batch. That's Star Wars The Bad Batch. That's the animated cartoon. I talked about it, I don't know, last time or the time before or something like that. But it was finally the last episode, and it was a good one. It was good. It ended where I'd hoped, more or less, where it might end. I thought there might be some more tragedy associated with it. Luckily it's kind of a bittersweet ending, but it's definitely a good one. It was well done. It was well done. So that's about all I have on, things I've watched lately that I think are really good. I don't know. There's a Canadian show. I think it started off as a Canadian production, and it was later bought by the Hallmark Network. I could be wrong. It could have been Hallmark from the very start. But it takes place in Canada in the early 20th century, like 1910 or something like that. And it's, you know, Hallmark Channel. You can kind of see where this is going already. Except it's not entirely just romance. There is some action, there's a lot of character drama, and it's been on for a long time. It's called When Comes the Heart, and, it's a good show. When Comes the Heart, Where Comes the Heart, something like that. Something in the heart, anyway. I just mention it because it's a sweet show, but it's not anything you got to run out and watch, but it's pretty well done. The characters are fun. It's all predictable. It's all saccharine, but it is a lot of fun, and it isn't anywhere near as badly written as some of those Hallmark movies. Some of those are really not to anybody's credit, really, but, you know, you see the actors in there working their asses off, trying to keep this stupid script alive, right? Trying to keep this thing going. And, you know, you could see some pretty egregious editing, especially towards the end. They are infamous, at least in my mind, those Hallmark movies are infamous for god-awful endings, right? It's like you needed just another 5 minutes to wrap this up in a more satisfying way. But, you know, it's hard to describe, but they're always jarring and they're always ugly. And they're for no reason, you know, for no reason. They could have, you know, cut some maudlin crap out earlier on and just had a better ending so that you remembered it a little better. Maybe they've done studies and they've shown that, you know, by this point people are already turning the channel. I don't know. Or they've gotten up to go to the bathroom. I don't know what it is, but they're infamous for having terrible endings and a lot of other editing problems and, you know, other weird issues. I don't know. But this show doesn't suffer from any of those. And they clearly put money into it. And they have some Canadian actors, television actors primarily, that I've seen for years that I've always enjoyed. They're really good people. Like I say, the scripts are good. The editing's good. It's a good show. It's a good show. And if you're into historical dramas, it's pretty worth, you know, pretty good. It's pretty, you know, it might be worth your time. When Comes the Heart, I think. Or When Calls the Heart, something like that. I'll look it up, make sure I got the exact title
some other time. It's not like anyone listening to this is going to run out and watch it. So, not based on anything I have to say. But, anyhow, yeah, I've seen that. And, I don't know. There's a show called Parish that's on. And it stars Giancarlo Esposito. You'll know him from Breaking Bad. He was Gustavo Fring. And you'll know him from The Mandalorian and a bunch of other stuff. And he stars in this. This is his show. And the guy's an amazing actor. And he holds this thing together. It's, you know, a crime drama. You know, a guy, I mean, this doesn't really give much away, but a guy who had a shady past, but he went straight. But the past reaches out to, you know, come back to him. You've seen that sort of story before. And, you know, he has to go crazy trying to keep everything together and to keep his family safe and all the rest of it. That sort of stuff, that premise is not new by any means. But it's very well done, and he's outstanding. And you might enjoy it. Parish, it's called. And P-A-R-I-S-H. So that was worthy of note, I suppose. I don't know if anything else is. I'm probably missing something really good that I've watched and liked quite a bit. But I don't know. Lord, I don't know. I did rewatch fairly recently Zulu, the old Michael Caine film, and Master and Commander, Far Side of the World. I've been on a 19th century, or I should say 18th century by that point, 18th century, you know, British military kick lately. I've even been watching War Games and stuff with, like, you know, Napoleonic War Games. Oh, speaking of which, I saw the new Napoleon movie with Joaquin Phoenix. And those other two movies, I don't need to review those. Those are very well known. And they're well-liked for a reason. The new Napoleon movie, on the other hand, it's gotten mixed reviews. And I gotta say, with very good reason, I actually didn't care for it all that much. I couldn't understand. It's a Ridley Scott film, and I couldn't understand what he was reaching for in this thing. Was he looking for a character drama? Was he looking for, you know, a war picture? He wanted something that kind of told all, you know, like, doesn't tell everything, but more or less all the highlights of his career and life and personal life and loves and everything. And I gotta tell you, I didn't care about any of these people. I think Joaquin Phoenix is an amazing actor. I mean, incredible. But I didn't like him in this. I did not think he made a good Napoleon. I didn't buy it. And I don't know if it was him. I think it was a direction he decided to go in, and the director either let him go in. That's one way it could have played out. Another one is that Ridley Scott wanted him to play it a certain way, and he did his best to do it that way. Either way, I didn't care for it. I did not care for the new Napoleon film. And I don't think I could recommend it. I don't think it's not terrible. It's not by any means you're going to watch and say, oh my God, how did this thing make it to the screen? But you look at it and you say, this had everything required to make a great film, and it's really not. And in a way, that's even more disappointing to me. But anyway, I guess I'll leave it here. That's it for today, because I am home.